rainwater. As we all know, Ireland is getting wetter. But using all that water that falls from the skies, how can we use it in our homes and businesses to make water supplies better during droughts and to contribute to a more sustainable way of doing business? Coleman O'Sullivan reports.
The whole idea is to break down the technology. So, for example, with rainwater harvesting, we have the components are a pump, which simulates rainfall onto the roof. And then we have our rainwater catchment here.
Dr. Liam McCartan of TU Dublin shows off the tabletop model he and colleagues have developed to demonstrate rainwater harvesting technology. They've used it in countries across the world as a how-to guide.
And the thing is, it is simple to do right, but it's also simple to do wrong. And that's one of the whole ideas behind getting people engaging with this, understanding, figuring it out, doing experiments.
Rainwater harvesting is not a widely used technology in Ireland. But Liam McCartan did point us to one example of good practice. Dominic Hall on Lower Dominic Street is a new block of apartments built for Dublin City Council. Dennis Byrne is the architect.
This building reuses the rainwater from the roof, stores it in the basement, filters it out and pumps it up to the various apartments so that the flushing toilets, washdown points and the irrigation system for the planting we see around us here, that is all reused water, whereas normally it would have been the potable water.
Gloria Conroy lives in Dominic Hall. She can't see the rainwater harvesting system as it's hidden away, but she can hear it as she sits on her balcony.
Oh yeah, it's very therapeutic coming down when you're sitting having a cigarette. It's like you can relax with the water, like.
And she says the filtered rainwater is just fine for washing clothes.
The clothes are cleaner, actually, over here. I'd say it's because the water is eco-friendly.
Liam McCartan says this type of system can reduce demand for mains water, saving energy, reducing carbon emissions, and taking some of the pressure off a system struggling to deal with a growing economy and population.
If every house, new built house in the last 10 years, had been installed with rainwater harvesting systems, it would have generated enough mains water saving to supply an additional 30,000 households. And one of the challenges at the moment with our housing crisis often is getting planning permission with restrictions on water use.
Installing rainwater harvesting does require dual plumbing systems with two sets of cold water pipes, one for drinking water, another for rainwater. That adds to the cost of a build. Dennis Byrne says Dublin City Council was prepared to pay for that, but he doesn't think that many in the private sector would be as willing.
Developers would think twice about it because of the extra capital cost, which they may not recoup in the sale price, for instance, of a new apartment. It would be a hard-nosed commercial decision on that basis. So I think we should really be looking at how we finance or subsidise this kind of initiative.
Liam McCartan says there needs to be a systems change to make recycling water standard practice in Ireland.
We often say that innovation is not just technology. It's also governance, policy, guidelines. And one of the recommendations we make is to consider, for example, all new built houses could have dual plumbing, where they have potable water systems and what's called non-potable, which is rainwater or for reusing shower water. And there's a precedent for this. For example, if we take the analogy of Australia, 9% of their total water needs are met from rainwater.
Dr. Liam McCartan of TU Dublin, ending that report from Coleman O'Sullivan.